Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on this Turbo Thursday. So we're going to go to the phones right now. I'm in dipper number one still, talking about the down ballot damage related to the Biden unraveling. And it's epic right now. Between donors, candidates, and politicos of all shapes and sizes, there's a major freakout going on. The recipients of that freakout, the beneficiaries, if you will, of that freakout, are the Republican candidates on the down ballot. And when I say down ballot, again, that's not a degrading term. That's called the other parts of the ballot that are further down from the top tier candidate, being in this case the president. So Caroline Dobson is an Alabama citizen, hails from the Montgomery region. She is running for the brand new, newly redrawn Congressional District 2. She's a non-incumbent, and so is her opponent, Shamari Figures, a longtime Democrat operative. Caroline Dobson comes to us with a degree from Harvard University and a law degree from Baylor, and she is right now on the phone. Let's just stop talking and go right to her. Caroline Dobson, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Listen, you've made some comments about this in recent days. I also see, too, by the way, that a brand new report just came out. You just raised a pretty good bit of money, I think well over $500,000 in the last quarter. Which is an indication that I think you're like in the top 10 of non-incumbent fundraisers right now.
Yes. Which again, you know, considering that Alabama certainly is not in the top 10 most affluent districts, Alabama District 2 is not in the top 10 most affluent districts in the country, shows you the motivation and the momentum that we have and the willingness of not only conservatives, but just folks with common sense to take our country back.
Well, yeah. And with the narrow margins we have in the House, even though we're expected to, you know, pick up more seats, I hesitate to predict too much. The crazy thing that people don't realize is that even in red state Alabama, we've just kind of picked up what we call a swing district. And you're in that swing district. But right now, things are looking better in part because the Dems are just unraveling.
That's right. I think for the first time in a long time, really in my lifetime, they're not lockstep like they usually are. And you see this translating, you know, beyond Biden to recent vote on Biden's judicial nominee. And you see the junior senator from Georgia voting against that.
Yeah.
So again, you kind of see this translating across the board. Some people breaking ranks and I think unraveling is a great term for it because they're flailing right now.
They are flailing, and what's interesting to me though is a lot of folks forget that your opponent is Shamari Figures, and I don't know him personally, but I do know his mother, who served in the state senate when I was there, still there, Vivian Figures. But Shamari Figures is an Obama Biden guy. I mean, he spent time in D.C., and you and I were off the air right before we came on, and I did not even realize you said that he was part of Biden's transition team?
That's right. He's part of Biden's transition team and then a deputy to Merrick Garland and Biden weaponized DOJ. So the fact that he still declines comment and refuses to state whether he supports Biden, whether he thinks Biden's competent for the job, is really telling. On how he'll take whether or not he'll take a stand on tough votes. But again, we're not talking about an Alabama Democrat who, you know, maybe never even met Biden. This is someone whose ultimate boss was Biden. And it shows you, the fact that he was really complicit in perpetuating the misrepresentation to the American people as to the ability of Biden to lead our country. So that goes beyond even policy. Policy is so important. It's so important that we right the ship and undo all the damage the Biden administration has done. It's also important that we elect someone who's going to be honest with the people of District 2.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, I know you're out and about beating the bushes, shaking hands, kissing babies, doing the whole thing that retail politics requires, and that's just part of it. But when you're out there and you're having those kind of like sidebar conversations with, you know, people, how many of them have told you that what they're watching with Biden has impacted their thinking or that it has them concerned? I mean, is that a topic that comes up all the time in your campaigning right now?
Oh, absolutely. And, well, you know, I think a lot of average Americans, you know, and I say average lay Americans, you know, those of us who, like me, have never been in politics, had already suspected this. I mean, when Robert Hur, special counsel to Biden earlier this year, you know, indicated that Biden would probably not be a good candidate for trial because he has poor memory and a jury would not be likely to view him objectively. I mean, that was pretty clear to me and should have been clear to most folks, and I think it was, that he was lacking full mental capacity. But again, this is, you know, to see the mainstream media admit this, I think is also, you know, further diminish the trust that the average American has in the mainstream media at a time when we really need the average American to be more informed and to be more engaged and to be more educated about what's going on in the world. Again, it's only bred distrust in the mainstream media, which makes me all the more grateful for programs like yours and for the great media sources we have in the state of Alabama that citizens can trust. But, you know, again, it's certainly something that people want to talk about. But for a lot of people, it's something they've known all along. It's like the emperor's new clothes. You've heard that analogy a lot, sure. But people have realized for a long time, and now, you know, now the George Clooney's of the world are admitting that they have been, actively participating in the fantasy that Biden was not only a viable candidate, but actually qualified and competent to be our president, which he hasn't been probably the entire term.
And Clooney's all the more maddening because he says himself that he saw a week before the debate at a fundraiser that he hosted that Biden was not well and was not the same person. And then he even said what we saw at the fundraiser was the same to Biden we saw at the debate, meaning he knew for
a
week,
said
nothing.
But meanwhile, I'm going to raise $30 million for him.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm going to wait several more weeks before I even say anything to the world because I'm hoping it'll blow by.
It's
maddening.
I mean, just blatant hypocrisy. And again, that's the type of elitism that the American public is just sick and tired of. And that's, again, why this race, the choice, again, it's clear with respect to policy. And it's also clear with respect to whose best interests are at heart. You know, if you're actively, again, participating in an administration in which you know your leader is incompetent, but you're doing so to further your career, are you really going to have the best interests of the folks of District 2 at heart?
Well, you know, back to your race again. Thank you for bringing it back around. Back to your race. AL.com has an article that came out right after the debate. I don't even give it any more. All I have to do is say the debate, and we all know what I'm talking about.
Right.
But right after the debate, AL.com ran a piece on Shamari Figures and said that he had said just prior to that time that he looked forward to being elected to run to serve alongside Biden, who he said created millions of jobs and had great accomplishments. And then said something similar in Alabama Daily News that after the debate, saying it's really about more than one debate performance, but he's been mum pretty much ever since as it just cascades down upon him.
Right. Yeah, no. And again, I think that should be very clear to folks throughout the district, kind of where his real loyalties lie and when faced with a difficult situation, how he's going to respond. But again, more than that, this isn't a situation where he's a Democrat running for office, but, you know, hasn't had any interactions with Biden. Those folks, you're kind of like, well, you know, you probably can't pass. I mean, I think everyone should be able to pass judgment that Biden's unfit for office. Right. But someone who's never met Biden, you know, everything's secondhand. But, you know, for someone who for 3 years served at the pleasure of the president. It's pretty damning that he's not willing to pass comment on this.
Yeah. And let me ask you this, too. I don't know your schedule because I don't live in CD2, but is there going to be a time between now and the general election when you and Shamari Figures are on the same stage somewhere in a candidate forum or anything like that? Is that coming up?
I know that there are some in the works. I know on October 2nd, I believe, the Montgomery Chamber of Commerce is having a forum or a debate, and there are talks of that being televised. I imagine there'll probably be something similar in Mobile and maybe some other opportunities. The schedule is currently being finalized, but I know for sure there'll be a Montgomery Chamber forum October 2nd.
Well, I hope you can hammer him on having been a member of Biden's transition team. And like I know you already have been, but I look forward to just seeing it and hearing it all the way to November, because what we're seeing right now is that anybody who was tied to Biden is struggling on the down ballot. And Caroline Dobson, you've got a candidacy that is not only a good one as it stands, but you're the beneficiary of watching the Democrats unravel.
That's right. That's right. And again, it's just so important to recognize again the jobs that Figures refers to, the accomplishments that he refers to. Well, I haven't seen any of those, and you and I both know when we go to fill up our car at the pump or go to pay for groceries, that the reality is that Bidenomics has diminished opportunity for all of us, has made it harder for families, struggling families, to get by, and has diminished not only the safety of our communities, the security of our nation, but really the very sovereignty of our nation with the open border policy. So anyone who's been part of the Biden administration would be, you know, a guarantee for more of the same, and that's the last thing that America needs.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, if you can get the cost of bacon back down where it should be, I'll move to your district and vote for you.
Well, I don't know about the cost of bacon. I will say our district has Conecuh sausage.
Yes, you do.
Bacon. So we have the best bacon, and now you have to talk to Mr. John Crumb Sessions about the cut of that.
All right. Well, listen, Caroline Dobson, keep us posted on the race, and if something changes, let me know. But I suspect that right now that the unraveling is going to continue for a while longer.
Well, no, thank you so much for having me. For folks wanting to get involved or contribute, our website is Dobson for Congress. That's D-O-B as in boy, S-O-N-F-O-R, congress.com. Also, please follow us on social media, Dobson for Congress on X, Truth Social, Facebook, and Instagram.
All right. Good enough. Thank you, Caroline Dobson. Take care.
Thank you. Thanks, you too. Bye.
All right. Well, listen, so down ballot. If you're a down ballot candidate right now and you're a Democrat, you're freaking out nationwide, unless you're in a solid blue if you're in something that is the equivalent of like Alabama's congressional district 4, where I live, that has not voted Democrat in decades. You feel pretty good. You're going to make it through. But if you're in a swing state or you're in a swing district like Caroline Dobson and you're a Democrat, the down ballot damage is right now, it's bordering on what they might consider to be epic levels. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back. I'll get a few text messages and move this thing through. Butters and Lee coming up at the bottom of the hour. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.